Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Watershed Forum has appointed Trent Donson as their new executive director. Donson will be taking over for interim executive director Mitch Michaud, who's been in the role since the summer of 2022. Donson explains his move to the Kenai Watershed Forum.
It was kind of an interesting, it was a couple of things, but one thing that's always interested me in the Watershed Forum, I mean, all the way back to my cooking with aquaculture days, when we would volunteer to help with their water monitoring for their baseline on the Kenai River, it was just the impact that they had on the community, the togetherness they brought to the community. You know, it was really a community-based effort. And with all my extracurricular activities with Rotary and those sort of things, I've always kind of been a community person, always wanted to be involved in the community. And so the fact that they had that underlying, you know, tenet of their organization was really appealing to me. Also, the education piece, I've always been really interested in outreach and education, and that really, you know, fostered itself when I was with the Prince William Sound RCAC. I really got into that. And so those were things that really attracted to me. And in fact, I actually went on the website to sign up to be a volunteer when I saw they had the job opening. And I felt like I was at the point in my career, kind of at the right time, right place. I was like, man, this would be a really good place for me. This is somewhere I'd really like to be. And so I went for it.
Dalsa brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the Kenai Watershed Forum with an impressive background in fisheries management and aquatic habitat restoration. Dalton has been an engaged community member and a professional in the field since 2001, making significant contributions to various organizations in Alaska, like Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association, Cook Inlet Regional Citizen Advisory Council, and the Kodiak Regional Aquaculture Association. Expressing his enthusiasm for returning full-time to the Central Kenai Peninsula, Donson is eager to leverage his skills and expertise to advantage the Kenai Watershed Forum's initiatives. The Department of Natural Resources is inviting Alaskans interested in owning a piece of the last frontier to participate in the 2023 Alaska State Land Auction, offering number 495, which includes a mix of 209 road-accessible or remote parcels throughout the state. Alaskans are especially connected to the land in our great states, and buying property where you can build a home or enjoy the outdoors is an essential part of living here, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Land auctions are just one of the ways DNR helps implement my administration's vision of putting Alaska land into Alaskans' hands, and I encourage everyone to consider taking advantage of this opportunity. Alaska residents may submit sealed bids online, in person, or by mail through October 3rd at 4:30 p.m. Apparent high bids will be announced October 24th. Bidders may win and purchase up to two parcels. Free auction brochures can be downloaded for the DNR Land Sales website. You'll find a link on the story at RadioKenai.com. Parcels not sold at auction may be available through over-the-counter sales to Alaska residents, non-residents, or businesses starting November 28th at 10 a.m. Parcels currently available for purchase are posted on the Land Sales website over-the-counter section. DNR offers competitive in-house financing for land purchases. For more information, again, the link on our story at RioKenai.com with full details on how to get involved with the auction. Drowning is a leading cause of unintentional injury and mortality in the U.S. During the past decade, drowning mortality increased by nearly 12% nationally, with average annual age adjusted rate of 1.24 drownings per 100,000 persons. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Alaska has the highest age-adjusted drowning rate in the nation in 2021. The Kenai Peninsula Borough, which is included in the Gulf Coast region, reported 25 drownings between 2019 and 2021. To view the full report, just visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. We'll find more news of the Kenai in Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.